this is Earth and Sky. In the 1970s, experts predicted a major earthquake on part of California's San Andreas Fault near Parkfield by 1986.
But 15 years after the predicted earthquake should have come, it still hasn't come. Ross Stein is a geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California.
The absence of a Parkfield earthquake has caused not only soul searching, but a new appreciation of the scientific issues that underlie the first forecast. The Parkfield prediction was based on what's called time-predictable earthquake occurrence.
The theory involves looking at how quickly the two land plates at the fault slip past each other. Experts have had to modify their theories to include the effect of nearby earthquakes.
Some of us think that what likely kept that next Parkfield earthquake from occurring was another shock, the Kalinga shock in 1983 that occurred about 25 kilometers east of Parkfield. And we think that earthquake had the effect of reducing the stress on the Parkfield segment.
Now Stein says the effect of Kalinga might be over. Scientists still expect an earthquake at Parkfield soon. The site is closely monitored by researchers, so even if it happens 20 years from now, it'll be worth the wait. Thanks today to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.